Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn. All right, Josh, so what are some projects that are coming up for the Secondary Roads Department here in the next couple of months and over the summer?
Yeah, we do have a couple of projects. We're going to do a couple of bridge replacements with aluminum boxes. We've gone to bid and awarded the bid to a local contractor. Looking forward to getting those going. There's one west of Guthrie Center and then one up north. It's just west of Bagley. And be a couple of good projects to get replaced and get them done. We're planning a few projects for our own crews internally as well. With some bridge replacements. We've done one already down by Casey, and we have some other ones that we're going to order some materials for and have them ready to go. And we have some bridge repairs that we need to get going on as well. So we're trying to get coordinated with contractors and materials and get schedules and stuff lined up, getting those things lined up and ready to go.
All right. It sounds like once you've got everything lined out, you've got a good list of projects to get worked on.
We do, and some unexpected things we've been battling recently is some pavements. Spring and the winter, the freeze-thaw was very hard on pavements. We're seeing a lot more potholes and a lot more roughness than what we normally see. You know, there's always a little bit coming out of winter, but this one seems to be a tough year. That freezing and thawing continuously was very hard on things.
All right, and now that it's spring, you've got some warmer weather, but some storms coming in as well for the season. How does that weather affect the work that you guys do and your plans with that work?
In a number of ways. Probably the hardest thing that we've had to battle as far as weather in the last few years has been the drought. The drought has just been hardest on gravel roads. As many can attest, the roads get a little rough, a little washboardy, and without moisture, it's just very difficult to fix those. You know, if the road's washboardy, we can cut it, but that just generates more loose material, and we try and windrow it and try and keep it off, and you know, our grader operators are doing the best they can, but drought is tough. It's just really tough. We can get a lot of digging done, get a lot of culverts and stuff put in, but it costs us on the gravel road side of things. We get some moisture, you know, we can do a lot of shaping and cutting and do a lot of good with the roads, but then it delays us on the digging. So we usually are doing something. We can always get something done with the weather.
All right. And here in a couple of the recent Board of Supervisors meetings, you talked about a convention that you went to here recently. You saw a grader training program and decided to bring that in and teach your guys some of the stuff that was in that program. What does that kind of go over?
Yes, I was excited to find that. I've heard of this gentleman. He's from Nebraska. And with the turnover of staff that counties are seeing everywhere across the state, you know, we have a lot of new operators coming in and running a motor grader. And the motor grader is a very versatile tool. It's a very powerful and useful piece of equipment. That said, it takes years and hours of seat time to really get to know that machine. They can do so many things, and it just takes time and a lot of training. So we have a lot of good operators, and they're really dedicated and really wanting to learn. So I was happy to find this guy that can come in and train specifically for what we do. And it's just rare to find something like that in this world, in the world of gravel road maintenance. So we're excited to see that. We've been doing some trainings in-house as well and trying to give the support and network that's needed for the operators to try and improve the roads. And as some folks have been seeing, there is some bigger windrows out there for cutting shoulders and shaping the shoulders. We're really putting a lot of effort into getting the water off the road, and that's something else that the training would be able to help with as well, is getting some of that stuff done. So really focusing on drainage and water off the road.
All right. And that, as you said, the training kind of helps teach a little bit on maybe some techniques and how to use the machine a little bit to get those things done in good ways.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're looking at 700 plus miles of gravel roads, it's a huge network. That's a large network to take and care of and maintain. And we serve the agricultural area along with, you know, we also have some acreages that are coming in. Some, you know, the different service levels for those, you know, where there's maybe a higher number of cars, but then the heavy ag use has a different time. You know, their busy times are spring and fall, and animal confinements and stuff like that require continuous access. So it's a challenge to meet all those needs, but that's what we're here for, and we're going to invest in our employees and get some skills built and really focus on that.
All right, and the Secondary Roads Department also recently got a new tractor as well. How did you guys come to decide on what to get for that?
We were ending our contract last year with our contract roadside mowing, and seemed the time was right. I think we're going to, you know, do some in-house mowing. One of the biggest things with regrading roads once you get into June, July, August, September is battling the sod on the sides of the roads. And having our own mowing capability, we can come in and mow real tight and cut down on a lot of those sod issues. So we saw a need there, and the contract was ending. So just a few things fell into place, and it's like, I think it's time that we do this and bring this in-house. So that's what drove it. And we struggled to get our hands on a tractor last fall, and we also were struggling this spring. So we went ahead and thought it's just going to be best to have one on hand. We also purchased a road groom. It's something that can be pulled behind the tractor to help dress up gravel roads. We get a big flood event or a major rainstorm where the roads get washed, or springtime when the roads are too soft for the graders to get on, we can go out with this tractor and this tool and shape up roads as well. So we just saw a need growing and developing for a tractor, and so it's a direction we're going to go.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Yeah, thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.